The discrimination categories are employment, housing, education, public services, and child custody. The survey also includes a section concerning verbal harassment and physical violence. The information was collected from January through March of this year. Members of the Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, and Transgender Task Force designed and conducted the study, with the complete results to be released next month. One of the task force member organizations is Identity. Drew Phoenix, an Identity co-chair, described some of the initial findings.
44% of respondents reported being harassed by employers or other employees. Nearly 21% believed they were turned down for a job when they were otherwise qualified for that job. In housing, over 18% of respondents reported being harassed by a landlord or other tenants. More than 10% said they were denied a housing lease, even though they were qualified for that housing lease.
Around 270 individuals participated. Phoenix says because of repercussion fears, identities were protected while preserving the integrity of the survey.
We stand by this study completely. It was conducted by experienced researchers, including a couple of volunteer statisticians from UAA's Justice Center, and done completely in accordance with best practices of social science.
The survey finds verbal abuse and name-calling are the most common forms of harassment in Anchorage directed against gays, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender individuals. Over three-quarters of the total respondents had experienced such abuse. Of those who had lived in Anchorage for 5 years or less, nearly 70% had been subjected to verbal abuse. Phoenix said the five-year division is an important distinction.
A lot of people say, well, you know, haven't times changed? Aren't people more accepting now? There's no discrimination here. And so we wanted to give really tangible evidence that it exists in the here and now. This is not old data. This is current data. Very real.
Other survey findings? Over 40% of the respondents reported being threatened with physical violence. Over 30% had been followed or chased, and 30% had experienced personal property damage attributed to anti-LGBT bias. 13% had been harassed or verbally abused by medical providers. In response to job site harassment in Anchorage, 75% of the lesbian and bisexual women reported hiding their sexual orientation. That's more than gay and bisexual men, which was 70%. The percentages of discrimination in the various categories are generally higher for transgender individuals. Phoenix says the unsuccessful attempt 2 years ago to include LGBT anti-discrimination protection in the municipal charter necessitated this latest survey.
In 2009, the mayor and others said there was no evidence of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender discrimination in Anchorage. And we know that's simply not the case. And Melissa Green proposed that we conduct a new study to provide more current data.
Melissa Green had directed two similar statewide studies in the mid-1980s. Phoenix says this year's survey will be useful as various groups seek initiative signatures to put an anti-LGBT discrimination charter amendment on April's municipal ballot. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.